Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Are You For Real? Already in Progress.
I've been in a church that never taught me the principles of the kingdom. I had no idea what was rightfully mine. I had no idea that I could call people up and pray for me and God would answer my prayer. But even Smith Wigglesworth had that problem. You know, Smith used to, on Sunday afternoon over in England, after they get through the church, all the sick people, he'd load them up in a wagon and drive them 10, 15, 20 miles, whatever, way down the road to a church where God healed and get people to be prayed for. One day the pastor down there said, why are you bringing these people all the way over here from your church? He said, because when you pray for them, they get healed. He said, don't you know if you pray for them in your church, they'll get healed too? He said, no, I didn't know that. Now, this is one of the greatest men of faith that ever walked on the earth, Smith Wigglesworth. But this goes to show you, back in those days, he had no idea. So he thought, okay, God, that pastor said, I got to take and use these scriptures and I pray here and you'll heal these people for me. So he's just like all the rest of the people, Scott. He prayed and God showed up.
Amen.
And then he's just like the rest of us. Wow, it really happened. It worked. Isn't that something? But these men that we're talking about here today, these men didn't just hear about him. They have eaten with him. They shook hands with him. Isn't that something? The spirit of life in the body of Jesus Christ, we have seen him. He's real. I've felt him. I've eaten with him. I've walked with him. But let me tell you what. Today, as a son of God, and if you see into the spirit world, you do that same thing every day. You walk with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Don't you, Miss Paula?
Yes.
He is right there every day.
Yes.
We have the option of praying in faith, believing with no doubt in our heart, and there is nothing, is there, Gracie? Nothing limited by what he can do. Whatever you can pray and believe, just like the scripture says, Matthew 18, 19, if two of you, and you and your husband are two, and the two of you agree about anything, what did he say he'd do, Mike? Whatever you ask. So is he here every day? Is he here in this room right now? Is he sitting beside you?
Yes.
Is he sitting inside of you?
Yes.
He's here. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God of Gods is in this building today. And when we realize that, just think, wouldn't it be awesome if I could be walking along here like this and say, he's right here with me. And all of a sudden he said, I'm going to show these folks something. And he puts his arm on my shoulder and said, look, folks, I'm really here. Now, wouldn't that shock you? You know what some of you would do?
Run out.
That's kind of like whenever Jesus went over and cast the demons out of the people over, when he went out there and cast those demons out, and she went back and told everybody about what happened and everything, and they came and they saw what he'd done, and they saw the pigs that had run down the cliff and drowned, and they said, we want you to leave. We don't want you in our country. I'd hope that would not happen in this place. I would hope we would say, Lord, you're welcome in this place. Is that right? He is welcome. So we have to realize, just because he did what he said he did there with them, they ate with him, they slept with him, they touched him, they walked with him, they felt of him, they did everything. You and I need to get into the spirit that we are living that close to the Master every day. Because this is the mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now then, somebody asked me a question the other day. Can you explain to me, first they asked me a question. Do you believe in the Trinity? I said, absolutely. God, Father, and Holy Spirit. Explain that to me, they said.
I said, there ain't no human being on earth can explain that to you. They can tell you anything they think, but I guarantee that's something you have to take by faith. You have to just believe that he is. Because can I see him right now? Not really, but yet I can see him because I'm walking in the Spirit. And when I look at each one of you, who do I see?
Jesus.
That's absolutely right. I'm looking at Jesus. So when one of you, just like the other day, I got tickled at Kathy, my little girl, my sister, my daughter. And like Cheryl said, when I met Kathy, she was living in a car with a brand new baby. No husband, nothing. She's all by herself. I met her and she don't know what to do, where to go, or nothing. Well, I talked to her about Jesus and lead her to Christ, get her saved. Then a while later, she went to the Baptist church up there when I was a Sunday school teacher in the Baptist church in Justin. And I'll never forget the day. Everybody knew me in the Baptist church. They knew I was this out yonder guy. I was not normal. I absolutely was not normal. And praise God that I was not normal.
Amen.
But anyway, a couple of older ladies were there, and they were lovely ladies, you know. So whenever they come up, and I said, and this is Kathy. And they shook hands with her and everything. And of course, little Kathy, she'd never been to church, no kind of church. She didn't know nothing about God. So here Kathy is, when she reaches over to shake hands with them, she reaches over and says, hi, how are you doing, ma'am? And starts talking in tongues. And so she don't even realize she's doing it. And then she turns over to that one, goes over to the next one, gets her hand, says, oh, I'm Kathy Bailey, how are you? And starts talking in tongues. And I'm sitting there watching these two women from the Baptist church. One of those ladies reaches over to Kathy and says, Kathy, just be patient, it will go away.
Oh, no.
I looked right at Kathy and I said, don't you ever let that go away.
Amen.
Don't you ever cool off. You remain red hot to the Son of God. And let me tell you, she has done that.
Yes.
That girl has stayed hot. So the other day I got tickled at her since her daughter left to go to school, college. She said, now, Papa T, Mama will need several hugs a day when I leave. So anyway, last week she did something, and I told her I needed her to do something. And of course, she didn't do it exactly like I wanted, so I kind of reprimanded her a little bit. And she changed. She said, okay, now I've got it done right. Now then, I've got to have a hug. I said, nope, no hugs. Then she looked at me, she said, but Papa T, I can't go if you don't hug me. I said, okay, come over here. So she come over there and grabbed me, just like my 38-year-old daughter would. My daughters, I told Cheryl the other day, I said, you know, now I know I'll let you deal with all the girls all the time because all they want's a hug. But you know, isn't it amazing that we have this wonderful, awesome God, and I'm trying my best to teach Kathy how to be that overcomer she needs to be, and she's learning. But she has a compassion, like Cheryl just told you a while ago, when Martin hadn't brought out these Christmas trees this last week, the red one. I mean, the green one was beautiful too, but the red one, man, it was wild. And so Kathy said, oh, this lady and her two children would love to have that tree. They have not had a tree during each kid's life. So I'm telling you, we loaded that thing up and they took it up there to that apartment and stood it up. And those two kids, especially that three-year-old, he went wild. You know, a tree, he never had a tree. You know, now you take that for granted. You know that? You are serving the Lord, and by serving God, he has blessed you, and you have failed to even say, thank you, Lord. Most of us do. Most of us do, don't we, Miss Jackie? We really don't go around saying, Lord, thank you for all the good things. I praise you and worship you and thank you. But he's there. And the reason we don't do that is because we don't realize he's there until something happens, like some kind of a miracle or something that comes along, and we pray for somebody or whatever. And we see a miracle like Jenna or like this lady. Of course, now that lady at the airport, when she said that's Photoshop, she was a white lady too, by the way, as if it doesn't make any difference. But a little bit later on in the flight, I ran into a real pretty little black hostess. And I was back in the back walking around the airplane. And I asked her when I went back to the bathroom, I said, young lady, Are you a Christian? She said, oh, absolutely, I'm a Christian. I thought, boy, this girl, wow. So I said, can I show you a testimony? She said, sure. So I got out the pictures of Jenna, and I showed, oh, my goodness, how awful she looks. What happened? Did she get beaten or burned or what? I said, no, it was mother's sin. And I said, mother's sin. I said, when she repented and we prayed in 2 weeks, this is what the little girl looked like. And I showed it, flipped it open there, and she looked at that, and this is what she said. Remember, the other lady said, that's Photoshop. This young lady here today, when I showed her the other picture, she looked up at me and she's, that's my Jesus. Which one of those girls do you think had been with him and felt him and touched him and eat with him? Which one? The second one. I guarantee the little gal, the little hostess, she had realized that she's walking with God. You are too, though. We all need to realize that these boys didn't just have a blessing to walk with him and eat with him and sleep with him and talk with him and everything else. They have no more privilege than we do because we are with him. We have got to get to where we believe we can see into the spirit realm because that's where he's at. To those that are led by the Spirit, they are the true sons of God. Amen. Are we a son of God? Yes, we are. So I just stand in awe to think what we can do when we realize that we have been with Jesus. In fact, I guess it was yesterday or day before yesterday, Cheryl and I went down, I think it was at lunch for something at Mom's Cafe, and we ordered our stuff, and there was a man and his wife leaving. And as they left, he come over and he said, oh, Thurman, how are you doing? And I looked up and there is a man that I worked with at Sky Chef for 7 years. And he said, wow. He said, good to see you. I said, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing great. And he said something like this to his wife. I never saw a miracle. I never saw a healing. And God was just something that I dreamed about until this man came to work at Sky Chef. When this man came to work at Sky Chef, he said, God became awesomely real in that place. Because I walked through that place, I kicked out demons, I healed the sick, I did everything Jesus told me to do. I did it because I knew that I'd been with the King.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Are You For Real? Or would you like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD? We will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.